Welcome to another edition of Voices of the Hollow, an audio podcasting series that highlights some of the people and places that define Wittenberg University. This time around, we had the pleasure of speaking with Davey Maurer, former head football coach for Wittenberg. Coach, what led you to make the decision to come to Wittenberg?
Well, that was an easy one. I've been asked that question many times, and I really don't know for sure the right answer, because there was no reason to hire me because I had absolutely no coaching experience. But Bill Edwards hired me right out of graduate school at Ohio State University, where I got my master's, but I hadn't had any coaching experience. Bill had recruited me when he was at Vanderbilt, and went down and visited with him in North Carolina because I had planned to go to graduate school there. He was then at North Carolina as an assistant coach, ran into him again. Then the next thing you know, he gets the Wittenberg job, and I get hired, and I'm not sure why.
What are some of your best memories of Wittenberg?
I have so many fond memories of Wittenberg. Most of them involve people. I'm very fortunate that Bill Edwards was a great man and started the whole schmeal of excellence in athletics at Wittenberg. But there were other good coaches there, too, when I arrived. Tom Ness and Howard Redmauer. Our names are the same, but no relation. So I was just the young kid on the block. And I just couldn't do enough. I was so excited about being at Wittenberg. And I did a little bit of everything, and some things that I didn't want to do. They made me the swimming coach, and I could hardly swim. and then Bill made me the track coach, but that was okay. Matter of fact, and then I taught classes, and I enjoyed that, but then I had to teach all of Bill's as well as some of mine. And it was just excitement time, plus the fact my daughter Tracy was born in 1955, right as we first started. It was just a happy time.
Your family was a very active part of your coaching career, even becoming part of what was known as the Wittenberg Traveling Squad.
The family went to all the games, home and away. And we had a group of people in town that just loved Wittenberg and Wittenberg athletics. And as you say, they called themselves the Traveling Squad. So we were involved with that group. Unfortunately, they had a lot of fun partying. That's not unfortunate, but for me, you know, I couldn't partake of those things, nor could Nancy. We had to stay aloof to that, but everybody else had a good old time. And they carried with them this big sign, the Wittenberg Traveling Squad, and just a lot of people in town that just were in love with the Tigers and Wittenberg and what we were doing, and it just made it a fun thing.
If you had to pinpoint one game that would sum up your career, would it be one of the national championship games?
We really had many fine victories, not only as a head coach, but as an assistant coach. You can't beat the national championship experience. The first time in 1970-73 when we won the national championship, and again in 75. At home, a lot of people in town still talk about the University of San Diego game at home here. The game that we won at Delaware surprised the sports world, and that was special. Right off the top of my head, I would mention those games. And then as a group in the Ohio Athletic Conference, the games that against BW and my good coaching friend Lee Tressel, they were special. They beat us as often as we beat them, and I think that entire series was something special for all of us.
Is the football program today what you would have expected it to be?
I don't think so. But that happens as you get older and society changes. the student clientele changes and your football players change. But I suspect if you're going to be successful and you're playing today, we would have the same kind of player. But the game changes only in terms of some techniques and some rules and that kind of thing. The basis of the game is the same as it's always been. You got to block, you got to tackle, you got to have the esprit de corps with your squad, you got to make sure that your team is balanced, you got to be able to throw it, you got to be able to run it. All that's the same. But of course, the game today, the athletes are better. The old timers won't like me saying that, but they are. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster because they're trained better. When I first came to Wittenberg, I didn't know what a weight was. Weight training, what's that? But today we know what it is, and our kids are highly trained. But I think basically, as far as I'm concerned, the game of football is one with people, and you have to recruit talented people that can play the game the way you'd like to have it played. And they got to go out there and play with a lot of enthusiasm and esprit de corps and so the Tiger spirit is extremely important, and we care deeply how our kids are doing, and the entire athletic program at Wittenberg, both men and women, has done a really, really fine job.
You mentioned Tiger spirit. What does that mean to you?
Oh, gee whiz, you know, we talk about Bill Edwards. The best quote I ever heard on him was a sports writer or a newspaper man from Wabash. We went over to play Wabash, and he was interviewed, and the guy referred to Coach Edwards as a combination somewhere between Genghis Khan and Santa Claus. And, we kind of all chuckled and laughed when I think about that. That's exactly right. There are things that you got to have your young people do, but you have to be very, in many ways strict, and you have to make sure that the kids are living up to the dictates of the game and how things are supposed to be done, so on and so forth. So there's a large part of that. Then on the other hand, they got to know you love them. They just got to know that what you're doing and why you're doing it is not, I'm not yelling and screaming at you because I don't like you or I don't like your mommy or I don't like your daddy. It's because, if we don't accomplish this and we don't do it together, we're not going to win. And so we just, I think, had a bunch of kids that bought into the philosophy of Bill Edwards and hopefully myself. And at the time, maybe not have liked some things, but overall, I think, felt very, very good about what they had done and what they had accomplished, and that we were definitely a part of something a heck of a lot bigger than us, and that was, of course, Wittenberg University, period. I think it was just an attitude that permeated the athletic program, and gee whiz, you saw it in our basketball program, and a lot of my closest friends are basketball coaches, so I just feel that we were all very, very proud of the institution where we taught and coached. Wittenberg University is just such a very fine school, and that we were going to work like the devil to be the best, which I think they try to do in every department and every academic department, and the same thing is true in the athletic department. We wanted to be the best, and we wanted to give our kids every opportunity to achieve.
Do you have any advice for young coaches at Wittenberg?
The first thing I would do with a chuckle, I would say, you better win, because I'm going to be watching you. And because I think that, what you want to do is you want to provide your players with the best opportunity to achieve. period, and whatever it takes to get that done. And so I think you have to abide by all of the basic rules and regulations of the game. You have to recruit well. You know, there are just things that you have to do. And I think that all the coaches that I know over there really operate that way. And they operate in a way that it's important to them, it's important to the institution, and of course it's Pam, God love her, she epitomized all of that. There's one thing, though, I'll just say that I'll never forget it. She had me talk to their players one day. I laugh about it. And I said, Pam, what am I going to say to your players? An old football coach. I said, I played basketball. She says, just talk to them as a coach. Not okay. Okay, so down there I go, and I get all riled up as I am now. I get all excited when you're talking about the Tigers or you're talking about Wittenberg. And I said, now, you work like the devil during the week as a coach. And I said, to get your team prepared. He said, then after that last practice prior to the ball game, a lot of people think the hay is in the barn, it's all over. I said, but not me. I said, when I go home, I still think about things that maybe we should have done, plays maybe we didn't go over the way we should. And I looked at one of her players and I said, and what do you do the day before the game? And she looked me right in the eye and she said, Coach, I bake cookies. And I started to laugh as I'm laughing. Now I looked at Pam. Pam looked at me and she was bent over in laughter also. And you know something? As I look back on it, okay, I think I'd have been a hell of a lot better off a lot of those days before the ball game if I could have cooked to go home and bake cookies rather than stew around all day and drive my wife and family crazy.